VOA News via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden said he would ask Congress for a $33 billion package to further arm and support Ukraine, and blasted Moscow for, quote, idle comments, end quote, on the possible use of nuclear weapons. He's also asking for new powers to seize and repurpose the assets of Russian oligarchs, saying the U.S. was seizing luxury yachts and homes of, quote, bad guys. Mr. Biden will also ask Congress to allow the federal government use of the proceeds from selling the seized assets of sanctioned Russian oligarchs to help the people of Ukraine. The Security Council failed to go far enough in its efforts to prevent an end of Russia's war in Ukraine. That's according to the UN Security General Antonio Guterres, who admitted this Thursday while visiting Kyiv. Britain's foreign minister appealed to Western allies to send tanks, warplanes, and heavy weapons to Ukraine. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
At the annual foreign policy address at Mansion House, Foreign Secretary Liz Truss urged Western governments not to worry about escalating the war, but to help Ukrainians in their time of need.
This is a time for courage, not for caution.
Truss warned world leaders that they may regret not helping Ukraine defend its country against Russia.
Some argue that we shouldn't provide heavy weapons for fear of provoking something worse. But my view is that inaction would be the greatest provocation.
NATO nations have supplied Ukraine with military weapons and gear, including missiles and armored vehicles. But despite pleas from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, they have been reluctant to send fighter planes for fear of escalation. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has already accused NATO of effectively waging a proxy war against Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on what's happening in Ukraine or any of the stories we're following today, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Most Americans believe the spread of misinformation about the war in Ukraine is a major problem, according to a new poll. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows 61% of Americans see misinformation around Russia's invasion of Ukraine as a major issue, with only 7% disagreeing. Adults 30 and older were even more likely to call it a problem. About 57% say they think Putin has directed Russian troops to commit war crimes. Misleading social media posts, fake pictures or videos, and propagandized headlines have proliferated on social media since Russia's assault on Ukraine began, with even well-meaning users sharing false reports that bomb buildings and bodies left by Russian soldiers in Bucha were staged. Three-quarters of respondents fault the Russian government for advancing misinformation, but many, including a majority of Republicans, pointed to social media users, tech companies, and the news media as well. Jennifer King, Washington.
Tunisia needs to address concerns on democracy if it wants badly needed international economic support, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday. Testifying to Congress, the top U.S. diplomat voiced concern about power grabbing by the president and said, quote, at the very least, end quote, Tunisia needed to go ahead with parliamentary elections promised by the end of the year. Tunisia has been seeking a loan package from the International Monetary Fund, in which the United States is the largest stakeholder, as it copes with an economic crisis aggravated by the COVID pandemic. Moderna has taken a long-awaited step toward potentially getting COVID-19 vaccines to millions of the nation's youngest kids by this summer. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Right now, only kids 5 and older can get vaccinated in the U.S. That leaves some 18 million tots unprotected.
I think there is an important unmet medical need here with these youngest kids.
Moderna's Dr. Paul Burton says the company's asking the FDA to authorize its vaccine for them. Two doses, each a quarter the size of the regular dose. Pfizer's expected to soon announce if three of its even smaller doses work for little kids. The CDC says about 475 kids under 5 have died from COVID-19. Less than a third of youngsters from ages 5 to 11 have received two vaccinations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain must act to unilaterally overrule parts of the Northern Ireland Protocol if talks on overhauling post-Brexit trading agreements are not rapidly completed. That's what the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party told Reuters Thursday. And recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden said he would ask Congress for a $33 billion package to further arm and support Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The hits, only the voice of America.